You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Welcome to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. I'm Andrew Mason, and we're here in the club-level lobby of what they call the house that Peyton built. Of course, it was Peyton Manning's success with the Colts that helped push for the momentum for this stadium, and right now I'm just a few long passes away from where all of the players this weekend will be working out on the field at Lucas Oil Stadium. So the scouting combine, it's a big weekend for all 32 teams. It's a big weekend for the Broncos trying to get a jump on draft preparation. But let's get started with the mailbag, which as always is here on DenverBroncos.com. And our first question is in regards to last year's draft from David August, who says, right now it seems all eyes are fixed on the 2016 draft season, but I still have questions about Denver's 2015 draft, and those questions are named Ray Heuerman and Simeon. What's the outlook for those Broncos in this next season? Well, start with Shane Ray. Now, he's going to have a little bit bigger role than he did in 2015. How much bigger? I think that's going to depend entirely on what happens with DeMarcus Ware. John Elway has said he's going to talk to DeMarcus Ware in the next few days, presumably about a contract restructure, because they've got a lot to do and not much cap room to do it. They're trying to create room wherever they can. If they can get DeMarcus Ware back on a restructure, I think Shane Ray may see more snaps than he did last year, but not that many more. But if Ware is not back, if they end up having to let him go, Shane Ray, I think, is going to play in most pass rush situations. I think he'll have a big role. Jeff Heuerman, everyone's high on him with the Broncos. Gary Kubiak and John Elway both spoke of him being a key part of upgrading the tight end position. Elway said Thursday he wants to see more from tight end. Now, some of that could come from the draft, some from free agency, but Heuerman's going to provide a big part of that. They were counting on him last year, and frankly, I don't think they would have traded for Vernon Davis at midseason if Jeff Heuerman had been available. They were counting on him that much, and he was even in briefly before he got hurt in rookie minicamp, he was showing progress. And then Trevor Siemian, well, that's a longer-term play. He's got to learn how to run an NFL offense. He made great strides in terms of his footwork, and that led to improvement in his accuracy last summer. And you know he's got a strong arm. He's got a cannon. Everything else now, it's about the intangibles of running an NFL team. The Broncos are going to be patient with him. I don't think you're going to see Trevor Siemian on the field at any point this coming season, in the regular season, unless there's an emergency. But I think it's a long play. Let's see where Trevor Siemian is a year from now. Our next question is from Travis Mitchell. He's wondering about Brandon Marshall and Dane Trevathan. Says, I've heard nothing on them. I see these guys as equally or more important than Malik Jackson. Will we have the cap space for these two, and where are they on the priority list? Well, Marshall's a restricted free agent, so the Broncos feel pretty good about getting him back. The key is giving him an RFA tender at the right level that will keep interest from other teams down. That may mean a second-round pick or perhaps even a first-round tender, which is north of $3 million under the salary cap, but they may have no choice. Remember, Brandon Marshall was an honorable mention All-Pro last year. You watched the team. You know how good he was. Other teams may try to pursue that. A second-round tender might not be enough to keep another team from trying to make a big money offer to Brandon Marshall. Dane Trevathan, John Elway said Thursday he's going to let him test the market. And, you know, that usually means the player ends up moving on. We'll see what happens with Trevathan. But right now, with Von Miller, Malik Jackson, and Brock Osweiler, the higher priorities, Trevathan appears to have taken a back seat. Part of that is due to Todd Davis. He worked in place of Trevathan and Brandon Marshall when each was injured last year. Broncos are very high on him. He played well when he was asked to. Of course, he also started late in the 2014 season and worked extensively in the playoffs when Brandon Marshall and Dane Trevathan were both dealing with injuries. So he's going to factor in big time. And I think that's part of the reason why the Broncos are willing to let Trevathan go onto the market, because they know they have a quality reserve who they feel can be a starter. If you want in on next week's mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. We'll be talking to you from the UC Health Training Center when the Broncos will be back in free agency preparation. Until then, take care and thanks for watching.